Welcome one and all. I'm Kent Blanford, and this is Catholic Jukebox Indiana, where we share some great contemporary music with a Catholic message. Quick quiz. What's the longest book in the Bible? The Book of Psalms. 150 Psalms from the Old Testament. These were written in and around the time of King David, and some are even attributed to David as their author. They were a form of sung praise set to music. Now, we've long since lost the original melodies, but the texts have been passed down through the ages, even to us today. Each time we go to Mass, we hear one of these psalms either sung or recited during the Liturgy of the Word. Today, I've picked out 15 of these psalms set to modern accompaniments to share. Some will be very familiar and others, well, not so much. To start it off, this is Psalm number 4, You Answer Me.
Oh my God, set me free, rescue me, and hear my prayer. You work wonders in every age for the faithful ones who call your name. When I call, you answer me, you answer me. Answer me, you answer me, oh my God. To my heart, richer joy than finest wine, you are my God. In peace I sleep, rest secure, 'cause your face shines on me. When I call, answer me, you answer me, oh my God. When I call, you answer me, you answer me, oh my God. Sin, do not grasp at vanities that pass away. Lift your heart in silent love to God above, who knows your need. When I call, you answer me, you answer me. Oh my God, when I call, you answer me, you answer me. Oh my God, when I call, you answer me, you answer me.
Oh my God, when I call, you answer me, you answer me. my God, why have you abandoned me, my God, why have you abandoned me, my God, why have you abandoned me, my God, why have you abandoned me? Oh, who see me, scoff at me, they mock me with parted lips. He relied on God, let God deliver him, let him rescue him. If he loves him, my God, why have you abandoned me, my God, why have you abandoned me? They divide my garments among them, for my vesture they cast lots, but you, O Lord, be not far from me, O my help, hasten to help me. My God, why have you abandoned me, my God, why have you abandoned me? I will proclaim your name to my brethren in the midst of the God, why have you abandoned me, my God, why have you abandoned me, my God, why have you abandoned me, my God, why have you abandoned me?
Probably one of the most familiar psalms we have is Psalm 23, "The Lord is my shepherd." This is Josh Blakesley.
The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. He lets me rest in open fields so green. He leads me to the quiet streams. He gives me strength, guides me in his ways. He renews his promises each day. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. He is my God, shepherd and my king, and in my fear he offers peace. And though I walk through the valley, I will not be afraid. You will protect me, I'll be
is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. Shall not want.
From T.R. Smith, that was Psalm 25, To You, O Lord. You're listening to Catholic Jukebox Indiana on Catholic Radio Indy, your source for 100% Catholic programming 24/7. I'm Kent Blanford, and we'll be back with more right after this. You know us as Catholic Radio Indy, but we're so much more than just radio. We're a ministry reaching out to Central Indiana and beyond. We have information available about what's happening in parishes here in the Hoosier Heartland, as well as access to the latest from Rome, plus apologetics and authentic Catholic teaching. We are your source for 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Catholic Radio Indy and CatholicRadioIndy.org.
The selfish become generous.
The bitter become better.
The sinner discovers forgiveness.
And the creator of love is introduced.
It's known to happen here.
Positive change.
Catholic Radio Indy.
One of the wonderful things about the Psalms is that they cover the gamut of human emotion, from joy to despair, from praise to lament. They remind us that our lives are not all that different from those who lived all those years ago. This is Jess Manabossum with Psalm 27.
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?
The Lord is my life's refuge. Whom should I be afraid?
Whom should I be afraid?
The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my life, my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? Hear, O Lord, the sound of my call. Be gracious and answer me. For you, O Lord, my heart is longing. With all my heart, your face I see. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? Your presence, O Lord, I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not in anger turn away your servant. You are my help. Do not forsake me. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my life's refuge. Of whom should I be afraid? I believe I shall see the the Lord in the land of the living. Be strong, let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord. Wait for the Lord. The Lord is my life and my salvation.
You're listening to Catholic Radio Indy, converting the culture to Christ through radio, featuring 100% Catholic programming 24/7. Do your friends a favor. Tell them about Catholic Radio Indy.
Harden not your hearts. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. Joyfully sing unto the Lord, let us acclaim the rock of our salvation. Into the presence of our God, come with thanksgiving, joyfully singing songs. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. Worship and bow down, oh let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. We are the people of the Lord our Shepherd. We are the flock He guides. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. Harden not your hearts, as at Meribah, as in the day of Massa in the desert, where your fathers tempted me, testing me. Oh, they had seen my works. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. If today you hear God's voice, harden not your heart. Harden not your heart.
That was Psalm number 95. Today we're looking through the book of Psalms, and I bet most of the lyrics are rather familiar. Over the years, the Psalms have been sung with every kind of arrangement you can imagine, but the messages always remain the same. And this is Psalm 98, Sing to the Lord a New Song, here on Catholic Jukebox Indiana.
Sing to the Lord a new song, for He kind and merciful. The Lord is slow to anger and rich in compassion. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is slow to anger and rich in compassion. The Lord is kind and merciful.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Forgetting not his benefit. Forgetting not his benefits.
The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is slow to anger and rich in compassion. The Lord is kind and merciful.
As the heavens are above the earth, great is God's kindness towards us. As the east is far from the west, he has put our sin from us. He has put our sin away from us.
The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is slow to anger and rich in compassion. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is slow to anger and rich in compassion. Is kind and merciful.
The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful. The Lord is kind and merciful.
From Tom Booth, that was Psalm 103. Today's Music with a Catholic Message? That's Catholic Jukebox Indiana. This is Catholic Radio Indy. I'm Kent Blanford, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Have you ever thought about joining the Catholic Church? Have you just wanted to explore the Catholic faith? All you need to do is call your local Catholic Church for more information. We are always happy to help you in your journey to discover and learn more about the Catholic faith. We have classes that are almost year-round, and the classes and information sessions do not involve making a commitment, and there is no pressure to join. Please call your local Catholic parish for more information today and start the journey of one day possibly becoming Catholic as well. God bless.
It might be the people.
It could be the programming.
But we think it's the God who made the people
and inspired the programming.
He's the best reason we can think of to keep coming back.
Catholic Radio Indy.
Today on Catholic Jukebox Indiana, it's all about the Psalms. This is Psalm 105, The Lord Remembers His Covenant Forever.
Covenant forever. precious in the eyes of the Lord is the death of his faithful ones. I am your servant, the son of your handmaid. You have released me from my bond.
Call upon your name. My promise to you I will repay in the presence of all your people.
You can hear the Holy Mass every day at 8 a.m. right here on Catholic Radio Indy.
Psalm number 118, This is the Day the Lord Has Made. The Psalms are a bridge between Christianity and our Judaic roots, prayers that have been shared and treasured for thousands of years.
Let us go rejoicing, let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing, let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. I rejoice when they said, let us go to the house of the Lord. We have set foot within your gates, O Jerusalem. Let us go rejoicing, let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing, let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May those who love you prosper. Peace within your walls. Let us go rejoicing. Let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing, let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. In the faith of these friends, I say peace be with you. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I pray for your good. Let us go rejoicing, let us go rejoicing to the house of the Lord. Let us go rejoicing, let us go rejoicing to the house of the
of redemption. With the Lord there's mercy and fullness of redemption. With the Lord there's mercy and fullness of redemption. With the Lord there's mercy and fullness of redemption. To you, Lord, hear my voice. Let your ears be attentive to my voice and supplication. With the Lord, there's mercy and fullness of redemption. With the Lord, there's mercy and fullness of redemption. If you, O Lord, mark iniquities, Lord, who can stand? But with you is forgiveness, that you may be revered. With the trust in the Lord. My soul waits for His word. More than sentinels wait for the dawn. Let Israel wait for the Lord. With the Lord there's mercy and fullness of redemption. With the Lord there's mercy and fullness of redemption. With the Lord there is mercy.
Psalm 130 wraps up our look at the Psalms this week. When you get to Mass this week, and it's time to join in the responsorial song, take a moment and remember that this isn't just some song that a composer slapped on a page for us to sing. These are the words of Scripture, the inspired Word of God passed down to us so that we might share the prayers of all those who have gone before us. That's all the time we have for Catholic Jukebox Indiana for today. St. Cecilia, pray for us. I'm Kent Blanford, and until next time, may God bless. Did you miss something in this show or just want to hear it again? Podcasts of this and all our other great local programs are available 24/7 at CatholicRadioIndy.org.